tomorrow today.
Free Talk Live. We are launching here in hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Definitely want to hear from you if you are in support of a very, very bad idea, in my opinion. National service. We spent the first hour discussing this, and people are still on the line that want to talk about it, so we're going to keep taking your calls on that topic. But it is Free Talk Live, and you can call about whatever you want, so don't forget, you can always do that on this program at 800-259-9231. It is, by the way, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So again, enjoy at freetalklive.com. To bring you up to speed before we get right to the phones, national service is something you may be hearing about over the next few weeks. Time Magazine plans on publishing an entire issue dedicated to the idea, promoting the idea. And the idea is that they force Americans between the ages of 18 to 42 to work for some government bureaucracy in the furtherance of homeland security, for instance, is one thing that they're going to be focusing on, to work for some government bureaucracy for 2 years of their lives. And it's amazing to me that American people that supposedly understand something about freedom, you would hope, that American people would support institutionalized slavery like this. Let's go to your calls and talk to Tom in Florida, listening to WFTL. Hello, Tom. Tom in Florida, going once.
How you doing?
Hey, Tom, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just, you know, I lived in Germany in 1979, and, you know, I just want to point out that this country has had conscription on numerous times during our history.
And those are dark, dark times.
Well, sometimes. World War II wasn't a dark, dark time.
Tom, before you go on, anytime you enslave people, it's a dark time.
Well, I mean, World War II, it took all of us to fight Hitler. Would you agree?
Well, actually, World War II probably never would have happened if the United States hadn't broken its constitution and gotten involved in World War I in the first place, sir.
Well, I will agree with you there. But once it happened, I mean, let's not get off on that. The bottom line is this. I lived in Europe in the 70s, and I saw where in numerous countries where young people who had national service of some sort then got their education as a reward, and that also enables the country to have things like national health care as well, because often young people could volunteer for any level of the government, not just the military. And I tell you what, those are the most polite, well behaved, didn't shoot people, didn't run around committing gang crimes, very happy,
so
well-adjusted
you think that,
people I've ever interacted with.
You think slavery...
Now, do you think that America's violent crime was higher or lower than those European countries at that time when we did have the draft? I mean, we've had the draft at that point. I think America is just a little more, you know, pioneery, a little more frontier than European countries.
Well, my experience of where I grew up and where I was staying when I was in Europe, violent crime rate was much higher here. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've had the draft in the past. I mean, you're talking about what, the mid-70s?
This isn't a draft for just the military. We're talking about national service.
It's better, Mark. Oh, I see. It's different. excuse me. I didn't realize.
It's kinder, generous,
it's national service,
slavery.
Just like they have in North Korea.
Just like they have in France. Just like that North Korea and France have nothing in common.
Yeah,
well,
Mark, our
except that they're socialist systems, right?
Mark, our bureaucrats are better than other bureaucrats.
They're also capitalist countries. I've lived there. I know what I'm talking about.
Right. You can't fire anybody in France. You know that, right? I mean,
well, no, that's actually not true anymore. That used to be true.
Almost impossible.
It's pretty much true.
And it's only true for new hires.
Sarkozy has ended that, but anyway.
No, he hasn't ended it across the board. He only ended it for new hires. There's a two-year probationary period. But, you know, you're on the right track.
Let's get back to the slavery issue, because you're defending slavery. You do understand that, right? How do you justify that?
Defending slavery?
Yeah.
No, I'm not defending slavery.
Let me ask you this then. If as a 28-year-old man, And I'm 28 as of today. If, as a 28-year-old man, they send me a letter saying, okay, you better report to this particular bureaucracy so you can choose which bureaucracy you want to work for. And I say, you know, that's all right. I've got a radio show. I'm busy. I've got, you know, life to live. I've got things to do. I already volunteer in the, you know, this organization. So no thanks. I'll pass on that. What do you think they're going to do to me?
Well, here's what I hear you saying two things. You say you don't want empire building, and the bottom line is the reason Charlie Rangel introduced this, is introducing this concept, is because if they institute this program, I guarantee you right now, this country would be much less likely to do this nation building exercises that we're currently doing if rich kids are just as likely to get sent into those situations.
Do you really think
kids.
That? Do you really think that rich
that.
People's kids are going to be just as likely to go as poor people? The rich people
well,
will move,
probably
dude.
All stack up in the Peace Corps. You're probably right.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
I mean, when was the last time you were treated like a rich person?
But you dodged
it doesn't
the question.
Happen.
You dodged the question. What will happen to me if I decide I don't want to go to their little National Service Program?
Well, what I would propose is then you wouldn't get free education. You wouldn't get free college.
Oh,
you
okay. Well, that's not what they're proposing. Wait a minute.
Well,
I'm 28. I don't need to go to college. I already have a job.
Right.
So why would
they're offering it to 18 to 42. I'm 37, and I can do without the little college education.
Yeah. So,
well,
but you understand that's not what.
I just personally think this country would be better off if young people had a sense of civic duty. You know,
you mean slavery?
I understand. You want young people to have a civic duty.
I don't think that's socialistic. I don't think that's anti-patriotic.
I understand.
It might be fascist. You know,
it's one of those.
Yeah. What?
Wait a second. I understand you want young people to have civic responsibility. I get that, but you can't give it to them by forcing them to work for the government. All you can do is say work for the government or go to jail. Those are your choices. That's what happens when you use the government to do things.
Well, that's not my experience from the time that in the countries that I have lived in overseas, and I really resent being called a fascist. But
no, the ideas are fascist. The idea of, you know, forcing people to work.
I didn't see any fascism in the countries that I lived in. I saw people, in fact, in the countries I was staying in fact, it was illegal to even wear a swastika on your jacket.
Well,
so don't
get Nazis and fascism all mixed
too,
up.
Right?
Fascism was in Italy. It was in France. As a matter of fact, fascism actually came up through the ranks in the United States. You know, the early fascist thinkers were here. So
right, Rockwell.
It's not necessarily a Nazi thing. But, you know, just because they steer away from the symbol of the swastika doesn't mean that they're not fascist. Fascist is just, you know, a controlling state with a strong figurehead.
Fascism
is also about genetic purity. Come on, guys.
No, it's not. That's just bigotry.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. So go read up on it.
So let me see if I can clarify your position here. You're saying that you don't necessarily support enslaving everybody, so therefore people that didn't want to get their school paid
well,
for
you know,
from the government.
That's not a very good debate tactic. I'm not for slavery.
Well,
so
if you're for national service,
that.
Sir, as it stands, the proposal on the table is forcing 18 to 42-year-olds to work for the government. That's slavery. So you're saying you're not for that?
Work. You know, I don't know what you call slavery when you say everybody.
Slavery is conscription, sir. It's where you're forced to do something against your will. That's slavery. Wouldn't you agree?
Slavery is when you're forced to do something without being compensated for it.
So are you telling me
really?
That you can give me a dollar to dig a big hole in your backyard and you hold a gun over me to make me do it and I'm not enslaved?
Well, isn't that what we're doing to immigrants in this country every day? We pay them peanuts. And basically in the same conditions and when some
they
people say
leave.
that would be slavery we that's not slavery no
it's
that's not slavery.
If you have a choice it's
we
not slavery.
Slavery
I'll admit
country.
To you it's not fair or right or good or any of those things but it's not slavery.
Yeah, it's the issue of choice, sir.
If that's not slavery, then national service isn't slavery.
Yeah, if you're going to put somebody in jail for not doing what you want them to do, I think that you might be able to consider that slavery. That's just my thought.
You know, I when I was in Europe, I never heard of one kid Hold on just a second.
Do you hear of many people getting their houses taken away because of property tax? No, we all pay it. But it, you still know that you're going to get your house taken away if you don't pay your property tax, right?
Okay.
I want to read real quick to you the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution.
The rules we run this
government by. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude. Now, if you make somebody serve for national service involuntarily, it must be involuntary servitude.
Oh, yeah.
Except as punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist when the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Do you really think God loves everybody? I mean, everybody.
Well, I wrote the book that said he loves me, so I hope he loves everybody.
Was that just about you?
That's what one guy said one time. I really like this book. It tells me how much God loves me. I said, no, it says God loves me. My name's on the cover, not yours.
It's a great book. And you know what? As far as a book that follows the Shack, for somebody that really is struggling with the idea even that God may actually love them, He Loves Me is a great follow-up.
Imagine that we have to write a book on that. I mean, there's nothing more certain from Scripture than that God loves me. And yet religion has taught us about a God that we need to be afraid of, that's terrible and almost tyrannical at times.
We'll put you on a performance treadmill that you're hoping that you can do enough good stuff to be pleasing to Him. Why not start there?
Which is where Jesus wants us to start. This God already loves you. And if you learn to live in that love, everything in your life that needs to sort out will.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. Also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Lady listeners, you're invited to be part of the Shrine. Get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. This is even more important with gas prices and airline prices being so high. It's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Enter promo code 600-600 to start your free trial today, and you can even get a free webcam. WebEx.com.
Before we continue with the phone calls here, which are stacked up, want to comment just a little bit more on that last guy. Isn't it amazing, Mark, listening to Americans that should know a thing or two about freedom, not even understanding how slavery is defined? The last guy that we talked to when we tried to nail him down on whether or not he supported enslaving his fellow Americans through this national service program that they're going to be foisting on people if they get the opportunity here within the next couple of years, to force people in America between the ages of 18 and 42, and I mean everyone, men and women, to work for some government bureaucracy for 2 years, to call that, to not realize, to not understand that that's enslaving people, well, just because you give them a stipend?
I think slavery overstates it to some extent. In people's mind, what they think of when they say slavery is not what the world has viewed as slavery over, you know, the epochs of man. They're, in fact, what they view as slavery is chattel slavery that we had for blacks here in the United
States.
Right,
they envision cotton fields and taskmasters.
A life of servitude as opposed to a temporary period of time. Yeah. And I think that, you know, the Constitution says it best with involuntary servitude. And
just another name for slavery, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I understand. And it's the simple way of saying it, and I get that. But at the same time,
should we stick with involuntary servitude then?
Well, you can say slavery, and I'm just gonna keep on clarifying.
Okay.
I
like that. That's good. Maybe that will help them understand it better. Because if it's against your consent, then that's anathema to living a free life. America was supposed to be the free country. At least that's what they taught me when I was growing up.
Yeah,
and
freedom.
I still believe it.
Freedom often, it seems to me, in the United States, with as big as the government's grown and as many laws that are just invasive in every area of our life, I think freedom's just a word we say.
Yeah, at this point, you're right. I mean, it's certainly not a free country, but that's what I want. I want to live in freedom, and I will oppose anything that comes up that it will reduce the amount of freedom that we currently have today, and national service will absolutely do that.
I think the United States has more freedom than the vast majority of countries out there.
Let's go to your phone calls. Ken is listening in West Palm Beach to WFTL. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Ken?
First of all, your host made a very, very poignant point there in reference to the payment. And if these so-called workers would be getting paid or not. Mm-hmm. That's really, if you follow the money, it's very important. Because it comes from taxpayers. That's correct.
Yep,
and
it does.
Indirectly, what is that? That's the redistribution of wealth.
Socialism. Socialism.
Exactly. And that's what Obama, because of the people who have been in his ear for so many years, that's his agenda.
Well, I have to correct you on this, because McCain has supported the National Service Act, too. So what you've got in McCain and Obama is you've got a good Democrat running, and then you've got a really, really crazy socialist running.
It's very scary. It really is, because it is stealing freedom.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is this, and your last caller was a complete example of it. It's part of the political slash media combination of numbing America into these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's really where the problem lies.
You know,
to be able to look at that and say there's positive out of it is insane.
I hear you on that.
But people that get these jobs, what if they're not qualified for the job? Now you got morons doing something that might be somewhat important.
Well, they're not morons. They're 18-year-olds, and it's, you know, it's pretty close.
you know, I'm a caller. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. you know, we've had the draft many times in the past, and I think it might be overstating it to say it's the media and that kind of thing. Not to say that I'm defending the media. They're implicit in a lot of things that are going wrong in this country. I just wonder whether it's people in general, whether it's old people talking about young people and saying, them and their crazy dances, they look like they're having sex on the dance floor. We need to do something to straighten them out. You know, and it's just to me, it's the same thing that's been going on. I'm sure that when the kids were doing the foxtrot, that adults were just aghast at how they were showing off their ankles.
Yeah. It's most likely
well,
true.
Well, not only that, it's anybody who's for that is over 42. Okay? What if you do have a good job and you make a lot of money and you support a family? Why would you want to go do that for 2 years?
Yeah, well, we've yet to really determine all the details. It's a great question, and Ken, I thank you for the call tonight. The details have yet to be ironed out. I've wondered about this. You know, what does it mean for somebody who's 38 years old?
Yeah, 37,
and
has a wife,
a
new kid, a job, their own business that they're running? Oh, like me!
Are they going to force you to do full-time service, or will it be like a weekend
thing?
They
can't force me. They can only try to throw me in jail.
Well, okay, that's true.
And
but that's going to be enough.
I'm not going to do it. As far as I'm concerned, the government is organization that is inefficient and shouldn't be involved in as many things as it is. And
dangerous.
If I stand by and I allow the government to get involved in yet one more thing, then I'm implicit in the growth of government.
This is true.
Now, I will agree with you that the government's a dangerous organization because, well, the only thing they've got in order to enforce what they do is threats, jail, and guys with guns. So that's true, but most people don't think of it that way. And I'm not playing ball.
Me neither. And hopefully more people will also join us in not participating with this particular.
And I'm not going to Canada either. I'm going to sit right here in the United States, and I'm going to get as much media attention as possible when they drag me off to jail for not participating in their little national service to help all the people with homeland security.
Let's continue with your calls. Gibby is on the line in Florida listening to WFLA. Hello, Gibby. Gibby, going on?
Yes, good evening.
Hey, you're on the air.
Free Talk Live, I find a very stimulating program. I'm glad that you're on the air.
Great. Thanks. Us a favor. Call your local program director next week and tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live and ask for more Free Talk Live. It doesn't matter. You know, if you're listening on the radio, call him and let him know that you appreciate what they're doing.
I will do that.
What's on your mind tonight, Gibby?
A couple of questions before we get into my points. Do either of you people that are moderating this discussion have a service background?
Never done the paid killer thing. No.
I service my customers.
Now wait a second.
Yeah.
I think you ought to get the hell out of this country.
Why?
Paid killer. That's ridiculous.
Did you read your constitution? Does your constitution say that the military shouldn't be around?
You're talking around my point.
Yeah.
When you say
what's
paid
the army paid
killer,
to do?
You're talking to a Navy veteran, sir.
How many men have you killed?
Probably
none.
I have
killed
Navy.
Zero.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you think the Navy is a bit responsible for killing people off?
Now you're talking around my question.
Well, if I belong to the mafia, but I've never shot anybody, am I a paid killer?
You're talking around my question.
All right, we're going to give you a chance to answer.
I have never done the paid killer thing.
I've never been involved in the service.
I have never been a bureaucrat, and I want to continue with you, so hang on, Gibby. We'll bring you back, let you ask another question, but we want to ask you some questions back, all right? So we're going to ask Gibby some questions here in a few moments, and you can dial in as well and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind at 800-259-9231, whether it's national service or something completely different. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. that Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine, now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff, and it's all for free. The wiki is included. Over 1,700 pages that were created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, well, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. As we go back to Gibby in Florida, listening to WFLA, talking about this idea of mandatory national service, wherein Americans between 18 and 42 will be forced to go work for some government bureaucracy for 2 years. And Gibby, you were trying to ask a question. Mark took us off into the realm of military service, which
exactly
wasn't my intention, but you wanted to get a question answered, so go ahead with your question.
Well,
Islamic trying to do what they did in 9/11?
Yeah, those people are criminals, and I think that that the good people carry guns with them and they shoot bad guys.
But you wouldn't do that.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Absolutely, I'd do that.
I didn't get that impression.
You don't? Oh, I see. You think that that.
In other words, what I'm trying to say is, it occurs to me that you and you love to live here in this country and enjoy all of the benefits, but you would do very little to defend it.
Well, I will defend this country in the form of a militia. You know, any time that comes up. But
now
I don't
now
believe.
You're being now you're being absolutely ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
You don't think
exactly
you don't think
what
free
I said.
Men, free men that can do what they want, made this country free? You understand that the militia freed this country from England?
Absolutely.
Okay. We don't need a big military. Now I'll say this, Gibby. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give you something here. And I'm sorry if we're calling the Navy a bunch of paid killers, because I'm upset with the Army and you know, as a concept, because it's unconstitutional.
Wait a minute. When you slander the volunteer people that we have defending this country and providing the liberties that you and your co-host enjoy.
I got to question that. I don't think that the United States military has been involved in too many conflicts, and certainly in the last 50 years, that have provided me with any liberty.
Then you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, people will often say that. But
absolutely. I'll tell you one thing.
131 nations, Gibby?
I would invite you to join me for cocktails at an American Legion post that I belong to, or a VFW post that I belong to, and see how long you would last with this kind of an attitude.
I understand that many veterans are very proud of their service. I get that. But at the same time, they may have been involved in conflicts that perhaps perpetuated the military-industrial complex that Mr. Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Republican, warned us about?
I think President Eisenhower did an awful lot for this country as president.
So are you suggesting,
I agree with you.
Gibby, are you suggesting that the military exploits of the last 50 or 100 years, you know, actually in some way gave us liberty? I mean, Vietnam,
without,
how did that give me liberty exactly?
Now you're dancing around. You of course would bring up Vietnam.
Okay, Korea.
How about Iraq?
How about Grenada? How about Iraq?
Panama?
The Persian Gulf? You pick it.
Cuba, Bay of Pigs?
How about Iraq and Afghanistan?
Okay. Well, Afghanistan, you might be able to convince me if we had actually declared war.
How about Al-Qaeda?
Well, Al-Qaeda's not a good organization, that's for sure, but they're a criminal organization. I think we should do what the Constitution says, which they call letters of mark and reprisal. If we would put bounties on these guys' heads and allow Americans to go after those bounties, don't you think that Blackwater would be the best organization to go find Osama bin Laden rather than, you know, go conquering countries that don't have anything to do with him?
I highly disagree with you.
Okay. Well, I'm of the opinion that a small force like Blackwater would do a far better job. You know, if we would have put a real bounty on his head instead of 10 million.
You don't know anything about conflict. You don't know anything about living or dying.
I do understand. I do understand big government. And the military is the post office in fatigues.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't have liberty, sir. I mean, you keep telling me that I've got liberty because of the military, but it seems like the military is just another government program. And as long as government's around, I can't be free because they might throw me in a jail cell if I don't want to participate with them. I mean, if I've really got liberty and you want to stand for my liberty as you claim to, then how will you feel if I decide I no longer want to support this government with my money?
It sounds like you should move to another country.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I understand that's kind of a cliche that people like to throw out there. Well, if you
should
leave. But wait a minute. Are you telling me that Thomas Jefferson and George Washington should have just, you know, packed their bags and left because
you don't
of
like
King George?
King George? You get on out.
Yeah. Hardly. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, sir?
You're being more ridiculous.
No, sir. You're the one being ridiculous. You know, is that not a salient response to what you just said? Should they have just left? How is that different exactly?
You don't know much about George Washington, apparently.
Do tell me how that's different.
You don't know much about history in this country. And the reason that
why don't
we
you fill me in, Gibby?
And the reason that we enjoy the freedoms that we do is certainly not due to people like yourself.
I think that there are people out there defending freedom. I think that you need people on both sides of this. I think you need people that are willing to pick up arms, and you need people, you know, advocating from a verbal standpoint for freedom.
Should Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks have just left because they didn't like
Rosa
things
Rosa Parks
here?
Should have just gotten up and gone to the back of the bus. That's what the rules say.
Well, you have no answer, do you, Gibby?
Of course I do.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear it.
You're being very ridiculous when you bring up Martin Luther King. And
is
Rosa
that all
Parks.
You got? Is just gonna you're just gonna snipe at me ad hominem attacks, sir? Get off the phone. See you later. We've given you plenty of an opportunity. Bye bye. 800-259-9231. We're asking fair questions, legitimate questions. I asked him in the beginning, what should happen to me if I decide I don't want to participate with this government system? If I don't want to send my hard-earned money to a system that I disagree with? If I want to non-cooperate in the way that Gandhi or, for instance, Martin Luther King and others have non-cooperated in the past? And to sit there and call me ridiculous for it is inconsistent, sir. And you've got nothing else to say besides ridiculous? Let's go to the next call and talk to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNTK.
Hello,
hello David.
Hello. Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of have to pick up where he left off.
Sure.
You'll have to educate me some, too. But I'm a veteran, and when I went to college, I had to talk to the other students about what I thought about service, and one of the things I said was that it didn't seem fair to me that the poor should be overly portrayed or have to serve more than people of means, and so it seemed fair to me that everybody should serve.
Now, are you talking about in the draft, or are you talking about without the draft?
Yeah, I thought we should have a draft. It seems like the only fair way to distribute the burden of maintaining our freedom.
Do you see that that rich people in any aspect of the government, that rich people are treated the same as poor people?
In any aspect of the government?
I mean, the rich people control the government is what I'm telling you. So therefore, you really think that if we bring back the draft, that rich people will have to participate in this draft in the same way? I mean, look at the accusations on George Bush.
That was your question. That was your question.
Yes.
If everybody had to serve. So now you're saying you don't believe it.
I don't believe everybody's going to have to serve. No.
Not in a dangerous situation.
That's the question you set up, was that do we think that everybody should? And I'm saying yes, they should.
Okay, that's the question my partner set up. But I'll argue it from that point. Let's say that somehow magically they create a system where rich people and poor people are treated equally, which seems unlikely. What about freedom? What about the 13th Amendment of the Constitution?
Well, you equated service with slavery. It's not slavery.
Well, it is if you have to do it, right?
Okay, how about involuntary servitude? Would you call it involuntary servitude, sir?
Besides talking, do you have a job?
Let's bring you back here in a moment. Hang on. We'll keep talking to you in a moment with more with David and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight
with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can get signed up for as little as $3 a month, any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options as well to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. We've got 40-plus stations already and more in the pipe, and more will come sooner if you help us out by becoming an amplifier. Plus, we get more Internet listeners on board and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. David in New Hampshire, returning more with David from WNTK. You're back on Free Talk Live, and you were asking a question about a job before we went away there. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get that.
Besides talking the radio, if you had any other jobs.
You mean working for another person for a paycheck?
I'm hopefully
for a paycheck.
Yeah, I do radio ad sales for this show during the week.
I'm an entrepreneur, and so I don't need a job. This is my work. This is my life.
And everything you do at that job is something you like to do?
Pretty absolutely.
Much. You don't ever do you'd never do anything you don't want to do.
Oh, I've done lots of hard work. I've done roofing, I've worked at convenience stores, I've washed dishes at restaurants.
Hard work. I said, do you always do everything only what you like to do?
Oh, I do what my wife tells me to do.
Well, ideally,
okay,
yes.
So that's the best proof right now. You're a slave already.
Well, I chose to be in that relationship and I could leave anytime I want.
Yeah, that's the issue here. The issue is choice, and that's what this whole national service thing is about. It's about removing choice from people's lives and forcing them to do something they may not necessarily want to do. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that the military service is something you can't really shunt off to somebody else. You kind of, everybody needs to take some share of the responsibility.
Okay, so some responsibility. Now, wait, you're saying there's a responsibility. How was that responsibility created upon me?
The responsibility was created because we all have certain rights, and there's a cost to exercise those rights. There's a responsibility that comes with that.
Well, how did that I've heard that with rights come responsibilities, but
yeah.
I feel like within my rights that as long as I don't hurt anybody, I have the responsibility not to harm someone or steal from them, but as long as that's the case, that they're my rights and there's no responsibility other than that, like you can't create upon me a responsibility that I didn't willingly enter into. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that argument, but then you're saying that other people should do what your share of the national defense should be performed by somebody else.
I don't believe I have a share of anything, sir. I don't consent.
You do think you have a share of something. You think you have a share of the freedom and of the rights.
No. See, I think you might be confused about something. Governments do not create freedom. Freedom exists. Liberty is the natural state of order.
Governments
were allegedly created to supposedly protect freedom. Now, governments, if you look at the founding documents, I'm going to make a point. You can respond to it, David. Governments, if you look at their founding documents, say that they're by the consent of the governed. And you live here in New Hampshire. If you go and look at the New Hampshire Constitution, it's the first paragraph. So if it's true that that governments were founded by the consent of the governed, shouldn't it also be true that I should be able to withdraw my consent and have no obligation to those government people?
Well, you don't have to agree with them. You don't have to. I mean, we are the government. We are the people, right?
No, I'm not the government, sir. I'm a radio talk show host.
Then you're not doing your civic responsibility if you're not part of the government. Because
I don't want to do this, whatever the hell that civic responsibility is.
There's a lot of things you don't want to do, but somebody has to do them.
And if I don't do it, you're going
to
put me in a jail cell, right?
Needs to be done.
How long do you want to lock me away in a prison cell if I don't do your little civic responsibility?
How long do I want to lock everybody away, or just you personally?
Anybody who doesn't want to play with your little civic responsibility
first
game.
First of all, it's not a little. You're kind of like Beavis and Butthead. You like belittle everybody who.
I'm asking
point,
you a question. It's not belittling, sir.
My little.
It's
why
a question.
My little what? Whatever it is.
Your little program, whatever it is.
I don't have a program.
You're talking about civic responsibility. This national service thing, sir, is the program.
How many European countries did it? Was they said. Everybody must serve 15 months or 12 months.
So you want to be like Europe, right? Maybe you should be the one that leaves the country.
No, you asked the question. I'm trying to answer it for you. Most of them said that they would have a conscription, and people who could show that there was some reason that they couldn't perform military service could do something which you might find less reprehensible, like working in a hospital, helping
no,
people.
No, no, no. You don't understand.
If the government forces me to do it, that's antithetical to freedom, and that's what I find reprehensible.
I don't have to have an excuse.
I am a member of the volunteer fire department. I go out and I volunteer. You can't tell me about civic responsibility. All you can tell me about is government forcing people to do stuff.
That's what we're talking about here.
Talking
it's not
about
whether or not I have an excuse.
I'm talking about national service for defense.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not.
Look, you know, I'm of the opinion that every man and woman that own a gun in the United States are doing what they should be doing in order to defend this nation. As a matter of fact, that's what the Second Amendment says. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. Because the Founding Fathers didn't want a standing army.
And there's
the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
So there's that pesky 13th Amendment which says there shouldn't be any involuntary servitude. How do you justify advocating involuntary servitude, sir? You just want to, you know, you just don't really care about the Constitution.
You call it involuntary servitude, but
it's not involuntary?
Well, it's voluntary if you want to do it, but it's not voluntary if you don't.
I don't want to participate in this government program. You're telling me that's... What, you're telling me it's not. You're telling me it's a voluntary program, sir.
Well, is the IRS a voluntary program?
No,
well, they say it is, but it's not.
There's a lot of things we do.
Oh, I see. Wait, you're justifying enslaving people by saying that we're already enslaved.
First of all, I already said I don't think it's enslavement. I'm not talking about owning people and selling people.
So wait a minute. Hold on now. Let's take this one point at a time. If you work during the week at some job and I come to you and I demand 50% of your money every single week or else I'm going to put you in a jail cell, are you a slave? Would you be enslaved?
50% of my wages each week and you have no stand for what purpose?
Well, I'm the government. I'm going to take 50% of
you're already taking a percent. I don't know.
I'm gonna, You're telling me that's
not
slavery?
You want to raise my rate? If you want to raise everybody's rate, I guess that'd be fair.
So you're telling me as long as everybody's
what rate becomes slavery?
What's that?
What rate becomes slavery?
How much percent does it take to become for you to become a slave? Does it have to be 100%?
We're not talking about not paying these people.
I'm talking about not paying too. I'm talking about not participating. Sir, I'm talking about not participating 100% in this federal government system. I'm not interested in it, okay? I'm not interested in paying them money, and I'm not interested in giving them my precious time. Not interested whatsoever. And you're telling me that the fact that that I have to give these people money is not slavery? So how much percentage would one have to give in order for it to be slavery? Is it 100% in your mind?
I would say 100% would be pretty close, but even that wouldn't be
really?
Might not be slavery. Yeah.
What kind of a weird, bizarre world do you live in, sir?
I live in New Hampshire. Live
somebody
die,
is taking 100% of your income and you're a slave?
I got two women take most of it, but that's another question.
Well, you chose that.
Yeah. You're just male. That's no big deal. That happens to all of us. But, you know, you said live free or die. And I'm with you. Live free or die. And as far as I'm concerned, a free man does not have to give any government organization, whether it's local, state, or federal, a dime of his money that he doesn't want to give. Otherwise, he's not free.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live. Brad, New Hampshire. Hello.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Listen, these last two guys who are in the military or they're veterans of the military, they're lacking a serious amount of logic in their argument. It seems very convenient for people who took an oath to uphold the Constitution to just disregard it. When he was arguing with you, Mark, he accused you of dancing around the gentleman two colors ago.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a space filler to be able to think about what he was going to say.
Oh, absolutely. He accused you of dancing around. However, when you said to him, you know, you said something along the lines of, did you swear to uphold the 13th Amendment or the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
He accused you of dancing around. And it seems to me that the people who are most repugnant to the U.S. Constitution are the people who have taken an oath to defend it. And especially people in the military, I've found, I mean, they generally will go with the talking point that, you know, we're free because of my service to you. But anyone who has logic, realizes that the military puts us in danger. I mean, if you look at the 9/11 attacks, if you listen to what Osama bin Laden himself says, they didn't attack us because we are free. They attacked us because we're over in Saudi Arabia on their hallowed land. I believe it's Osama bin Laden's brother who's the king of Saudi Arabia, right?
Right, a half-brother or something like that. They're
And he wants to be king. He wants to be king.
Hassan,
and,
right.
Yes, and we are the ones who armed the Mujahideen in Afghanistan.
You know, Bradley, you can't say any of this unless you've served.
Yeah, hang on, Brad. I want to find out if you've served in a moment here. 800-259-9231 and how you feel about the whole national service thing. Hour three is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, though, of course, we're talking about national service, and we'll continue talking about this. I want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Three. It's a fact.